SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
With a July 1st deadline looming, the government has struck a deal with the Greens to get the final instalment of its vaping legislation through the Senate. The legislation removes the requirement for adults to get a prescription to access the devices, but bans sales outside of pharmacies with strict flavour restrictions and plain packaging requirements. Greens leader Adam Band says the changes strike the right balance.
The Greens have struck the right balance in ensuring that having a vape won't be a crime, but that also we get vapes out of the hands of children.
And President of the Australian Medical Association, Steve Robson, agrees.
Compromise that's been reached between the government and the Greens is a sensible compromise. And I think in a situation like this, we can't let perfect be the enemy of good. The reforms are still good because they protect the next generation of young Australians, and that ultimately is what this has to be about.
Pharmacy Guild Vice President Anthony Tassoni says they were blindsided by the move.
The Pharmacy Guild and the pharmacy profession learnt of the full details of this secret deal between the Labor government and the Greens yesterday via a media release from the Greens, and we were gobsmacked. And after picking ourselves up off the floor, we questioned why we were not involved in the conversation of this very, very important issue.
And whilst vaping reforms are needed, Mr. Tassoni says this isn't the solution.
We welcome any initiatives that are going to reduce the likelihood of having vapes in the hands of kids and teenagers, because there are serious health concerns and a scourge on our society. But this is not the solution, having non-prescription availability through community pharmacies where they're not deemed as true therapeutic goods yet by a medicines regulator.
Health Minister Mark Butler says this approach was always an option the government was considering.
We have been open about the possibility of this for a long period of time. I was quite open about this being very much a matter under consideration as early as last year. I've made public comments about that on several occasions.
The first wave of the changes will come into effect on July 1st. Banning all sales of vapes outside pharmacies and restricting the flavours available to plain, mint and menthol. Between July 1st and October 1st, a prescription will be required for all people accessing vapes. Mr. Butler says that will give pharmacies time to prepare for the changes.
It's about being practical and us being able to ensure that pharmacists have access to the best possible advice about the way in which to deal with these new laws.
Those under 18 will still need a prescription for vapes. Mr. Butler says the changes will make vapes less attractive to children.
Therapeutic Goods Administration has issued very clear standards for the type of vape that will be able to be sold in Australia as a therapeutic product. It will have a prescribed nicotine content. It has prescribed contents on chemicals. It is designed to be pharmaceutically styled packaged, not presented as a recreational product that is attractive to kids.
The Coalition has responded with a new policy position on vapes. The opposition's health spokeswoman, Anne Rustin, says they'll be treated like cigarettes.
Our model will be a strictly regulated retail model, similar to the kind of model that regulates tobacco products in this country. Plain packaging behind the counter and making sure that nobody under the age of 18 can legally or illegally get access to these products.
Mr. Butler says that's something the government considered and ruled out, criticising the Coalition's inaction on vapes.
Well, this is the same Coalition that did nothing for 9 years. This is the same Coalition who, when Greg Hunt, to his credit, tried to put in place an import control on vapes, was rolled by his own party room within a matter of days and had to repeal that regulation.
Rania Yallop, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset?
Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.